Maryland is coming off one of the wettest summers on record. Over just a couple months, Baltimore got 23 inches of rain, 250% more than normal, and now hurricane season is upon us. Florence might not hit Maryland as hard as many had earlier feared, but as WYPR's Andrea Appleton reports, all the extra fresh water we have gotten so far this year is affecting the Chesapeake Bay in numerous ways.
For years, advocates have worked to bring oysters back to the Chesapeake Bay. They've created oyster farms and sanctuary reefs, but an especially rainy season can set the recovery back. Oysters need salt, and too much rain can dilute the water they live in. That's often deadly for baby oysters. Adults can survive an influx of fresh water by clamming up for a while, but that only works if the rain stops.
If we have days and days of it like we have had and are expected to have in the future, that could even kill adult oysters.
Beth McGee is the director of science for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. She says creatures that can't move around, like oysters, are particularly vulnerable to changes in salinity. But excessive rain also brings excessive pollutants, and they harm all bay organisms. Sediment from construction sites and farm fields, for example, can smother underwater plants.
So a lot of critters rely on underwater grasses to hide crabs when they're molting, larval fish, those kinds of things. So they're really important ecologically. And so we're hoping that they'll be able to withstand what they're seeing right now.
Heavy rain also washes nitrogen and phosphorus from farm fields into rivers. In the city, pet waste and lawn fertilizers add to the nutrient load. These nutrients cause algae blooms, which suck up the oxygen that aquatic organisms need to survive in the bay. And then there's, well, poop. In Baltimore, raw sewage often overflows from aging pipes into streams. Jen Aosa heads the environmental nonprofit Blue Water Baltimore. She says the overflows this summer have been especially bad.
We tend to see more when the system gets overwhelmed when we see this volume of rain. So we have been taxing our stormwater and our sewage infrastructure in a way that's been more dramatic than normal.
Abundant rain also brings with it a more visible pollutant, trash. I'm standing aboard Mr. Trash Wheel, one of three trash collecting vessels in the Baltimore Harbor. A stream of styrofoam cups, cigarette butts, and plastic bottles creeps up the conveyor belt and into a waiting dumpster. Rain washed this trash here. Off the streets, down the storm drains, and into the Jones Falls. When it really pours, Mr. Trash Wheel works overtime. Co-owner Daniel Chase says one big storm can fill 16 dumpsters.
16 dumpsters is the equivalent of two row houses, floor to ceiling, both stories.
That's one river, one storm. The harbor has many tributaries, and the bay exponentially more. Any trash not picked up by a trash wheel ends up in the Chesapeake and eventually the Atlantic Ocean. Hurricane Florence may be hitting the shore far to the south, but it could still cause problems in the bay.
Hurricanes rotate in a counterclockwise direction, and what that does is the winds then can force water up into the bay.
That's what happened in 2003 with Hurricane Isabel. It made landfall in North Carolina, but storm surges caused coastal flooding in the Chesapeake. Miles of shoreline eroded, adding untold tons of sediment to the bay. Fingers crossed that won't happen this time. Either way, rain is in the forecast for a long time to come. Scientists predict a warming climate will increase precipitation in the Chesapeake Bay region and bring more heavy downpours. I'm Andrea Appleton for 88.1 WYPR.